Well, let's turn now to the court hearings underway in Guantanamo Bay. Pre-trial hearings began Tuesday for five men, including Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the man accused of designing the 9/11 attacks. Yesterday, the presiding judge rejected a request by one of the accused to fire his lawyers, and the judge wouldn't let another lawyer quit. NPR's David Wellna is there in Guantanamo Bay. And David, what happened yesterday? Whose lawyers were these?
Waleed bin Attash, who's accused of running an al-Qaeda training camp, told the military judge he wanted to get rid of his lead defense lawyer and his number two lawyer as well, saying he could no longer trust them. The judge denied that request, but then said he'd appoint a special counsel to help the accused get that decision reconsidered. In effect, the judge was assigning a new lawyer to that defense team, whose job would be to help the defendant fire the rest of the team. Bin Attash then announced he won't attend any more court sessions where his attorneys are present. And then Cheryl Borman, the lead attorney, stunned the court by asking to withdraw as Bin Attash's lawyer. She said that the military commission system itself was the problem, a system that doesn't allow this lawyer who lives in Chicago to even make a phone call to her client. The judge refused that request, which could have caused another huge delay in this case.
Well, it sounds like more of the same. We want to play a clip from a conversation we had last month with David Nevin. Now, he's the lead civilian attorney for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And I asked him at that time, he was at home in Idaho, but I asked him, you know, what does he think a timeline for a trial would be?
I have guessed so many times at what was going to happen and have been wrong every time over the years that now the most I can say is that I have no idea.
So, David Wellna, it sounds like, you know, maybe it's more of the same going on. What is the sense of what happens next after these pretrial hearings?
Well, you know, it's hard telling what's going to happen next because we don't know even when this case is going to come to trial. The prosecution won't even hazard a guess when that might happen. Now, it's in the interests of the defense team that actually this thing get drawn out because, after all, this is a death penalty trial, and the fact that it isn't coming to trial means that the clients will be alive that much longer, for sure. That's one certainty.
Well, we know you've spoken of the complications. The CIA has said that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others that were held in CIA detention centers were tortured and that that's made any of their testimony inadmissible. The president wants to close Guantanamo Bay, but states have balked at moving the detainees to prisons in the states. So it just, it just feels like it's tied up.
Yes, you know, and there are many legal hurdles that remain to cross even before this gets to trial. And the biggest one might be the whole question of how much potential evidence the defense team is going to be provided by the prosecution, which is legally bound to turn over everything that might help the defense. So far, the prosecution has turned over relatively very little. And the fact that U.S. officials subjected these defendants to what's widely considered to be torture complicates this case immensely. There's a lot of classified information that the defense wants to make the case that the government engaged in outrageous conduct.
Well, David, we just have a few seconds, but is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in the courtroom? Are 9/11 family members present? What's the scene there?
Yes, he is always the first defendant to be brought into the courtroom. He dresses in white. He has a big, bushy orange beard. There are eight family members of people who died on 9/11 who sit at the back of the courtroom on the prosecution side.
Yeah, and the tension? I mean, I can only imagine.
Yes. We who watch these proceedings from the back are behind three panes of glass with a 40-second delay in the sound. But even with that, there is a sense of a real moment in that courtroom. And,
yeah.
And it's a very sort of grim situation and one where there's very little interaction between the parties.
David Wellna at Guantanamo Bay. Thank you.
You're welcome.